In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of the third Sunday of the blessed month of Tuba, we see in it a testimony carried by St. John the Baptist about the Lord Christ, and the occasion that made this testimony to be revealed was triggered by an inquiry to St. John by his disciples. They followed him, they believed in his message, and then after he baptized the Lord, they saw that the people are departing from him, from St. John the Baptist, to follow the Lord Christ. Being men with the weakness inside their heart as men, speaking about the disciples of St. John, they went to their teacher with this troubling issue. They said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. What happened is, at that time, they thought that it's a matter of competition, that the one whom you baptized now is taking your role, and the people are coming to him. They were obsessed by that time, occupied with a spirit of competition that sometimes invade the heart of the believers, the brethren inside the church. We should not be competing with anyone. Maybe this is something surprising for us to hear. We should not be competing. Yes, competition is not a spirit that should be in the heart of the children of God. But you say that if I apply for a job and I have either me or the other guy, shouldn't I be competing at that time? No, you should not be competing. Should be doing your very best. You apply for it, and at the end of the day, let his will be done. I remember a person who was at interview with some people, and he was helping them to answer the questions that they expect the person who's doing the interview to do it. And he was like speaking with the people, his fellows, as if like they are all going as a team. It's all about a spirit of love that should be in the heart of the children of God. Competition breaks many commandments if we think about it. First of all, it's against the spirit of love. The command says to us, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Meaning, if I love my brother as I love myself, I wish him all the best. I love him, I wish him the good things that I wish to myself. Sometimes we feel or we see this happening. Moms are troubled so much when their children are not getting the good grades as so and so. They always have this sense of competition. Why you are not getting this as who and so on and so. Yes, you might encourage your son or daughter to be good and excel, but seeding in his heart this spirit of competition, putting him in comparison with somebody else, is something against love. This is not how you should love your neighbor as you love yourself. St. Paul defines love in many definitions in 1 Corinthians 13, among them, love does not seek its own. I think of others as I think of myself. This spirit of competition, first of all, is against love. If I truly love my brother as I love myself, I should not be competing with anyone for anything. I would be easily, actually, to leave my place to whoever. So what? Secondly, competition is against the spirit of oneness. We hear this, St. Paul is speaking to the Corinthians, and if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Do we feel like we rejoice when we hear good news about someone else? If somebody got a job, or an offer, or a promotion, do we feel like we as members, I rejoice for him as if it happened to me? Or this sense of jealousy and a spirit of competition works in my heart, and I feel like I am troubled with it. Why not me? Competition is against oneness, against unity, against the command of love. This spirit of competition also is against us being servants. A servant always thinks of the good things for other people. In the Gospel of St. Mark, we hear the Lord himself speaking, saying, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. The disciples themselves, they were tempted with this spirit of competition. The mother of the children of Zebedee came to the Lord Christ and said to him, my children, put one on the right side and one on the left side. I want you to exalt them and make them the preeminent among the disciples. The Lord rebuked them for this, and he did not approve that. This is not the spirit that should be in the children of God. If I am a servant, I look to the interest of all people around me. If I am servant, I am last. I introduce people before me. And I feel this with a heart that's full of love, forgiveness, and an easygoing person. Speaking of being servant, while I'm competing with others, while I feel troubled that someone is taking my place, my share, my part, as if like we own something, as if like the church is some part of our properties. This is not the case. We do not own anything. We do not own ourselves. If I am a true servant, I should be always helping, supporting, encouraging, not competing, striving, and fighting in order to secure my territory. Competition is also a question to God's plan. How? St. John today answered his disciples by saying to them, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. Why are you troubled? If this man whom I baptized was granted that, he would be the teacher, the lamb. He was given this from God. Are we going to question God's plan and speak about that he should not and I should be? This man that I told you at the beginning of the sermon about, he was helping other people, preparing them to meet the interview. And while he himself was going into it, he believed so much that if this thing is from God to me, no one is going to take it away from me. If it is not mine, why then I am bothering? Why I should be striving with my brethren? I will be help them as if like we are all going into the same thing, and whoever given this job from God will receive it. This is the spirit that we should be living with every day. I should always think that how God's plan will be done. We keep on questioning God's plan every time we compete with one another for something in the church or outside. That should be like this. It's not fair. Even if it is not fair, even if you don't like it, at the end of the day, if God wants things to be like this, let it be done. If not, at one day, things will be straightened, reversed, everything will go fine. It is this spirit of competition that also creates strife among the brethren. St. John, in his third epistle, he spoke about a man in a church called the Diotrephus. This man, Diotrephus, was troubling the whole church because of what? He wanted to be preeminent, the first one among the brethren. In order to secure this first one, he had to fight with those people whom he perceived that they are the first people. So this man started to launch war against St. John himself. St. John wrote a letter to his disciple Gaius and said to him, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephus, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. This is always the case. If I want to set myself first, I will always have to go into certain wars in order that I will secure my first place. That's why St. Paul here, St. John here, is rebuking this man, Diotrephes. He is behaving in a way, not befitting a Christian, not befitting a servant. I know that what I am saying today is against maybe what you hear in the culture every day. It's all about competition. It's all about me first. You still can compete, but not with the people. You compete with the standards. You compete with yourself. You excel in what you do. At the end of the day, you submit to God and His goodwill. We are not speaking about, I'm not going to do anything. Abuna said that we should not be competing. I'm not going to compete by any way or any mean. I will just let everything go. I didn't say that, of course. If you want to compete, compete against your laziness, your weakness. Compete against the evil inside your heart, but not competing with your brethren. If I am to be there, somebody has to be demolished in my way. This is not the case. We should not be thinking this way. The disciple of St. John, when they went to him, saying, look, the one whom you baptized is now taking away your disciples from you. Now your popularity is going down, because the one whom you did him a favor and baptized him. St. John straightened things up and put it in the right way. He must increase and I must decrease. Believe me, sometimes we compete with God Himself. We compete with Him even in our houses. I am the leader of the house. No one will tell me anything. I am the preeminent in this place. I put the rules even if they are against God's rule. St. John said it the right way. He should increase and I must decrease. My brethren, it is not befitting for us that this spirit of competition occupy our hearts. It will hinder us from knowing Him. It will hinder us from practicing the true fellowship in the church. And at the end of the day, it will hinder us from the kingdom of God. Always remember that this spirit of competition is against love, against oneness. It's not befitting the servants. It's a question to God's plan. It creates strife. Even if the people consider that they are competing with you, you should not set yourself in a competition with anyone. I am not competing with anyone about anything. I will do my role to the best of my ability and the goodwill of God to be done. He must increase and I must decrease. St. John said it and we should apply it and live with it. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.